Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Papito's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. 37, 38, no, get this, 40 years. Come September 2024, I've been knocking out all bums now for four decades. Straight up, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? You're the boxing fan. You'll be buying the Amazon pay-per-views, or will you? Straight up, let me know. You can tweet me. They call it X now, but I always call it Twitter. The Twitter handle here, of course, not average Pedro. Of course, today we'll be talking about Gervonta Davis. Of course, going June the 15th, it looks like. They don't have a date yet, but it looks like David Benavidez will be the co-feature. Of course, Tank Davis and Frank Martin to get it on June 15th for the lightweight championship. Of course, David Benavidez, 28-0, stepping up to 175 pounds against Oleg Govoduk, 20-1. Of course, that one fight he lost to Artur Beterbiev, 16 KOs. This is for the vacant WBC heavyweight title. Seeing that they couldn't get Canelo Alvarez to step out of his shell and grow a set and fight David Benavidez. That's what David said this week. Hey, maybe the $150 million will give you enough money to grow a set. Straight up, we're talking about Canelo Alvarez. Tomorrow, we'll have a Canelo Alvarez fan will be here, but he says he's going to wear a mask. So tomorrow will be Canelo Alvarez fan and a mask. I kid you not, here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up after the break, boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer will take us through the weekend of fights. Of course, talk about Nono Inoue, the pound-for-pound king in boxing. Of course, take on Luis Neri. That's a great fight. We'll talk about that and more next on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
A friend is one who will not even consider giving his life for you. That's a friend. Everybody you name are with me for money and for what they can get. I don't have no friends. I wrote a poem that says, friendship is a priceless gift that cannot be bought nor sold, but its value is far greater than a mountain made of gold. For gold is cold and lifeless. It can neither see nor hear, and in time of trouble it is powerless to cheer. Gold, it has no ears to listen, no heart to understand. It cannot not bring you comfort or reach out a helping hand. So when you ask God for a gift, be thankful if he sends not diamonds, pearls, or riches, but the love of real, true friends. See, friends are very rare.
My first guest, not my next guest, okay, I got that right, Daniel. My first guest is truly a friend. I'm talking about, of course, boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. I guess that's who Muhammad Ali was talking about right then and there. Straight up, how are you today, champ?
Doing great, brother. Doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Let's get the rumors out of the way. Of course, Tommy D sliding all these rumors around the internet that you're on Flintstone vitamins, all kinds of stuff like that. Is that why you're wearing a big coat on today or what?
No, it's a hoodie. And no, I'm completely natural, organic as they come.
I'm giving you a bad time. Of course, Tommy D, of course, is the Sunday. He's your shot caller on Sunday. Socrates calls his shots on Saturday here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Lots of things to talk about. Let's talk about Tank Davis, of course, and him and Frank Martin, 29-0, 27 KOs, taking on Frank Martin, 18-0 with 12 KOs. That's going to be on Amazon pay-per-view, PBC pay-per-view, June the 15th. Looks like there's going to be a good co-feature there if it goes down, huh? David Benavidez.
Yes, that's right. Dave Benavidez campaigning at light heavyweight. I almost look at it as a stay busy fight, you know, and no disrespect to his opponent, who, you know, I'm sure is going to give his best effort. But this is just kind of like, let's keep David busy. Let's keep him motivated while we still wait for the hopefully inevitable.
No. Did you know what Canelo said today? Canelo said this week, goes, why should I fight a guy that gains 20 pounds after the weigh-in? I mean, that's what he said. Listen, of all the punk-ass stuff that I've heard from coming from Canelo, I mean, he was a guy that's made guys come down and weight, up in weight. He's fought guys at 154 pounds, 168 pounds. He's not the shot caller anymore. He's sort of like a punk now. I mean, it's like trying cheap ways out, and I mean, he's had three fights that he picked on his own. The Bivol fight, he brought that on himself, getting beat up for 12 rounds by Bivol for the WBA light heavyweight title. Then the Charlo and the Ryder fights were handpicked fights. Then another handpicked fight with Jaime Munguia. Now, if Jaime Munguia was to beat him for some reason, he'd have a rematch, beat him, and retire. I'm telling you, I don't think David Benavidez and Canelo Alvarez would get in the same area code together. What David's got to do is he's got to pull the Ali stuff. He's got to get a bus and go down to Canelo Alvarez's house, wherever it is in Tijuana or wherever the hell he lives, Jalisco, I don't know. Anyway, bottom line, he's got to go down there and he's got to throw smack on him on his front door, right at his front door. He just has to. If he doesn't, he's not going to fight him. The only way Canelo Alvarez will fight him is if he's embarrassed into it, bro. That's the only way.
I think Canelo, for as much pride as he has, I think he doesn't care. You know, I think he thinks he's Teflon.
No, he's a realist, man. He knows he's going to get his ass whooped.
Well, he also said that he would fight him for $150 million, right? So then a couple of days later, the Saudis said, hey, that's chump change for us. Come on down. We'll make it happen. So never say never. And you know, be careful on whose bluff you're calling. Canelo knows he's the shot caller until proven otherwise, right? He's still the biggest pay-per-view draw we have.
I'm going to ask you this. Mm-hmm. What does that say about boxing when a guy hasn't made a mandatory defense against a number one contender, I think, since the guy from Iran? I mean, it's been that long. I mean, it's been over 3 years. I mean, here's what's up. If I was ranked at 168 and for 3 years the WBC held the championships – and basically in abeyance away from me, I would be looking for Judd for the defense. I'd be looking for a lawyer.
Hey, he kind of stole my thunder a little bit. But those three letters that are on your right hand corner over your shoulder, those are the people to blame. You know, unfortunately, until they hold his feet to the fire, until they threaten,
No, you don't get it. You don't get it, Sock. You don't get it. You don't get it. We're going to strip you if you don't fight him. Okay, I'm stripped. He don't care. Let me tell you. When guys took steroids, they got testicular shrinkage, okay? Barry Bonds, right. Evander Holyfield, I can go on and on, blah, 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 blah. This guy got testicular shrinkage without taking steroids, maybe. Or maybe he did take steroids. We don't know. But the bottom line is he's got small ones right now. I mean, they're like the size of a hamster. I'm going to need a microscope to find them.
In the eye of public opinion, in the court of public opinion, Canelo's stock is down, right? Everyone thinks he's afraid of Benavidez. You know, he's kind of cherry-picked his fights, you know, when he had the stroke, when he had the leverage. And he's not the first fighter to do this. I mean, he basically, the man that gave him his first beating, you know, or schooled him, Floyd Mayweather, he basically has copied the same text. You know, he's following that same script. And, you know, he thinks right now he's the
it's
last
a punk-ass move. Desert.
It is, but, you know, it's a business. You know, it's a business, and I'm not condoning it. It's terrible for the sport, but he's got the leverage. You know that.
You know what? He's not going to have leverage. You know why? Because this next fight, they're going to put it on pay-per-view, right, with Jaime Munguia, and it's going to be free anywhere around the border, and it's going to be free in Mexico. So it'll only be pay-per-view in other parts of the world, okay? There will be more Mexican TV signals being stolen on May the 4th in the history of pay-per-view. Never, ever will there be as many thefts of Mexican television because it's going to be free on the Mexican feeds. You're not going to have to steal it. It's not going to be scrambled, anything like that. It's going to be free. Right. So they're going to give it to him like that. Boom. He's going to take it in the shorts. Of course, they're going to give him a bit of a guarantee. I guess they all make money at the end of the day. But the bottom line is I'm not contributing.
And you shouldn't. And I don't think anyone with any, you know, common sense should. Listen, I'm not gonna say, hey, you know, wave the flag of the internet pirates, but there's certain things that you shouldn't have to pay for, and this is not
like
a
porn
caliber fight.
Exactly. Like porn.
Exactly.
Daniel knows what I'm talking about in the other room there. He knows what I'm talking about. All right. I don't know how I got off there. Hey, let's go to last week. You know, when I see a guy show up at a fight and he's just happy to be there, I know he hasn't got a chance. Talk about Maxie Hughes and William Zepeda. Poor Maxie. He was just happy for the ride, wasn't he?
Yeah, you know what? I think he was game, but after the second round, you could kind of tell that he just didn't belong in the same ring. Once Zepeda started breaking the sweat, that guy's a dog, man. He's hard to keep off, and he just beat the will out of Maxie Hughes, and his corner stopped it at the right time. You know, there was no way he was going to win. Willis Cepeda is the best, might be the best fighter in that division. You know, at least he's starting the most exciting, you know, in the lightweight division.
Well, speaking of lightweights, of course, the guy that's a junior lightweight, Oscar Valdez and Liam Wilson. Can Liam Wilson punch at all?
I don't think enough to hurt Oscar Valdez. You know,
and no, you don't need the punch though to hurt Oscar Valdez. You see that last fight of his?
Yeah, he got slapped up pretty good. But I think he's still good enough to maybe pull off a win against Wilson. I don't think much of Wilson.
But what about the residual effects of that last beating? In other words, I mean, that was a horrific looking beating. I mean, we're showing a picture of it right now on WBC TV. I mean, holy cow, man! I haven't seen anybody get that beat up in a long, long time. And they want him. It's like three, 4 months later, he's back in the ring.
Yeah, look. I mean, Navarrete is he's a buzzsaw when he's motivated, you know. And Valdez is definitely on the decline. I mean, you could say he's probably been on the decline since the Cansejo fight, which a lot of people feel he got a gift. You know, a lot of miles, former Olympian, a lot of miles on those tires for Valdez. But I think he's a guy that is still solid fundamentally, and I think he can still give one last good performance.
Okay, I just checked the box record. Sorry to interrupt you there, Mr. PhD. Mm-hmm. But the last time there was a mandatory defense of the WBC 168-pound title was February 27, 2021, against Avni Yildirim. Remember him?
Of course.
He was a stiff.
Legendary Yildirim, yes.
He was a stiff, much like David Vetter. Let me tell you about David Vetter. David Vetter was one of my buddies here. We grew up in the amateurs here in Northern California, but he fought out of San Jose, California. He was a bus driver, okay, a bus driver for the San Jose bus system. So anyway, he went off on disability, and he fought for the world championship three times on disability. I kid you not, he was on workman's comp, so he was fighting for the world title. But the reason why they kept giving him world title fights is because they knew he couldn't win it. The WBA made him mandatory. The WBC made him mandatory. I mean, it was pretty obvious where they were putting David Vetter in that position so the champion could have an easy play as far as mandatory is concerned. Now, since Yildirim, 21-2, the guy from Iran in 2021, he's fought Billy Joe Saunders, Caleb Plant, Dmitry Bivol, Gennady Golovkin, John Ryder, Jermell Charlo, and now Jaime Munguia. I forgot about the Golovkin fight in there. Bottom line is, you know, he ain't done. What have you done for me lately, Canelo? Nothing. So I'm not giving him any money. I think people should boycott Canelo Alvarez as far as the pay-per-view is concerned. And, of course, the WBC is probably going to get hot at me. But, listen, they said 2 months ago that they were going to make David Benavidez a mandatory contender at 168. Remember? Right? And then
yes.
Canelo starts beating on his chest. Beating on his chest is 154-pound chest, by the way. Starts beating on his 154-pound chest. And he says, oh, no, I'll do what I want to do, blah, 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 blah. Give me $150 million. You know, it's just, I'm getting tired of the act. The WBC has got to step in. Oh, wait, and then the WBC sort of stepped back from that, saying they were going to force the Benavidez on him. Maybe not. I started talking out both sides of their mouth. The bottom line is something needs to be done here, and I think that the Mexican champions like Juan Manuel Marquez, and we'll go to a break right now, and Eric Morales, are they're chopping him up, man.
And until he feels it in his pockets, when those numbers come back and they're lower than they've ever been, that's going to be something else.
May 4th, steal the pay-per-view. I'm just kidding. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Listen, I know a place where people
rain through. I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, live on the WBC TV channel, live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, I was talking a little bit earlier about the last time that Canelo Alvarez had that mandatory defense. It was Avni Yildirim, and that was in 2021. And get this. You know what Mr. Yildirim did to make that number one contender? He lost a fight before that, a technical decision to Anthony Durrell. And bottom line is he had lost a prior fight, and he hadn't fought in 2 years. So he hadn't fought in 2 years. He lost his prior fight, and they made him the number one contender. Now, earlier I was talking to you about David Vetter, and I pulled up David Vetter's record during the break here, and I'll get into him in just a second. But he fought for like the world heavyweight title, a world light heavyweight title, like 4 or 5 different times. I think basically Yildirim was a mark, and they haven't done it. They haven't done anything since. I mean, he became the number one contender by losing to Durrell.
That's boxing for you. I mean we've seen some crazy stuff. WBC is not the only one. I mean, like, WBA has done it. Guys coming off of losses and fighting for a vacant belt. It's ludicrous sometimes.
Okay.
But, you know, let's
go to Saudi Arabia. Zil Zhang and Deontay Wilder, looks like June 1st possibly in Saudi Arabia. I want to say this. Zil Zhang, I thought maybe he was going to make a move, but when he gained weight instead of losing weight, I said to myself, this guy has not on the right course as far as conditioning and dedication is concerned, and he didn't look dedicated for that fight. So the bottom line is, stick a fork in him. He's 40 years old. So as far as Deontay Wilder is concerned, this looks like a perfect fight for Deontay to crack him with that right hand, and if the Chinese guy doesn't take a good shot, he'll go down.
It could happen like that. And from what I've heard, Deontay Wilder has been in the gym. You know, he was embarrassed from that Joseph Parker loss. He's been in the gym. There's a rumor that he's working on some different things. He's got some fire, I guess, maybe the embarrassment of the way he lost. I mean, he was dominated by Joseph Parker. He looked horrible, looked like an old man. So maybe we'll see the old Deontay Wilder because, I mean, let's face it, his whole career is all it takes is one, right? All it takes is one shot. He could be losing, you know, every second of each round. And all of a sudden, bam, you know, that right hand lands on Zhang and it's good night. At 40 years of age, you know, especially those awkward shots that Wilder lands, he can land, you know, the older the guy gets, they don't take too well on the head. you know, on the top of the head.
Okay.
And I could see some sort of awkward shot dropping him.
I was ragging on David Vetter, the guy from San Jose. Of course, check this out. He's on Workman's Comp. I said he's driving. He's on Workman's Comp from the bus station, and he's had three fight. He had three world title fights in a row. He fought Jeff Harding and lost to Jeff Harding a unanimous decision in 12 rounds. It was in 1992. Then in 1993, he fought for the WBC Cruiserweight title. Okay, against Anselet Wamba. He lost the unanimous decision in 12 rounds there. Then his next fight, he got a shot with Henry Maskey, who is the IBF light heavyweight champion at that point in time. And then after that, he got another shot. He got disqualified against Darius Michaleski. So I'm trying to tell you that, I'm telling you, David Vetter was the perfect opponent. Was he the perfect opponent or what?
And durable. He didn't get stopped in any of those, right?
he knocked out Ramsey Hassan. That was I did that televised that fight. That was at the San Diego Sports Arena, of course, for Bobby DeFilippis, the late Pizza King. May he rest in peace. The guy ran boxing in San Diego for about 25 years. He fired Al Bernstein and hired me, and that sort of made the relationship between me and Al bad for the rest of our lives. It just did.
Al, maybe a little jealous?
Well, no, they were giving Al 25. Al sued him in small claims court after he got fired. I think he sold it for $2,500, but he was getting like $2,000 a show. They're going to give me $1,500 for the show. So they were saving money, plus they were getting me. Okay, so I guess Bobby D said, I'd rather go with the young dude than the old dude. So anyway, after that, he made my life hell, and I'll never forget what Al Bernstein did, the lowest blow of all times. We're in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I got three chicks with me at the bar. And Al comes in. Al's like, mouth watering, this kind of stuff, right? Anyway, put your tongue back in your mouth, Holmes. Anyway, bottom line is I got these three chicks, and he wants to buy them drinks. So he buys, he buys them drinks, this and that, and the whole nine there. So it's time to split. So the chicks go with me back to my room. We go back to my room to smoke some weed, right? You know what Al did? Al called promoter Tony Holden, told him I was in my room smoking weed with girls.
What a sucker.
What a chump. So when he got cancer, I mean, wants to wish negativity on anybody for being sick, okay? But when he got cancer, right. I brought up the fact that I don't want him to be sick, but the fact that he is an asshole, too. I mean, that's probably the lowest blow that's one of the lowest blows I've ever, come on, you don't get much lower than that. What a punk-ass move.
You talk about breaking guy code, number one. Number two, just dimed you out for smoking weed. What a sucker.
He bummed me out because he dogged me because I had the chicks. That's what it was. Anyway, of course, then we were doing the Donnie Lalonde, Bobby Chess fight, and he put up a stink. He threw off his headphones when I out-analyzed him in round two of I think it was David Sample was Richard Steele's wife's fighter. And I was breaking down a right-hander versus a left-hander, me being left-handed and this kind of stuff. So Al threw his headphones down after the second round and says, if he continues to talk, I'm leaving. I swear to God, that's what he said.
So
the producer comes over to me and goes, what's up with you and Al? I said, no, I have no idea. He goes, well, just judge the fight from here on in. I'll pay you the same, but just judge the fight. So that's what a punk Al Bernstein is. I mean, just the most absolute slime ball I've ever met in the entire world of broadcasting, it is Al Bernstein. If there's a slime ball in the broadcaster's dictionary or encyclopedia, it's a picture of Al Bernstein.
Hey, and I'm not surprised because I've heard other stories about him as well. You talk about being insecure. I mean, yeah, Al Bernstein. I mean, and there's some people that they just don't. Just the gluttonous, right? I mean, what you were doing from a fighter's perspective, right? An ex-fighter, as far as I know, Al Bernstein, you know, he's never been in the ring competitively, you know, and he's hating on your analysis. That's just being insecure.
He threw his headphones down.
Total sucker.
He threw his headphones down, and Lou Falcino came out, the producer. Came in running from the truck. Oh, he's off because he wanted to stop the broadcast right then and there, but that's what Al threatened. Okay? So me and Al Bernstein, we ain't friends, and obviously we ain't friends. So I wish him the best as far as his health's concerned, but the bottom line is he's just a no-good SOB. And that's just serious. Hey, another guy, Ralph Barbieri, talk about insecure. Ralph Barbieri was a razor here on local radio, KMBR. He had the top rated show, and I would come on with him 15 to 20 minutes each Monday night during Monday Night Football. He would jack up the ratings during Monday Night Football because everybody was watching TV. So people from my show would come over and listen for the 15 minutes. Anyway, he says to me, I guess after about after the numbers went up dramatically, I think they doubled for that hour. After they went up, they doubled. He says to me, he goes, you know, he goes, how much are they giving you to come in here? I saw $150. He goes, $150 to do it on the phone? He goes, will you do it on the phone for $300? I said, what? He goes, yeah, just do it on the phone. He goes, I said, why? He goes, I don't want anybody in the studio with me. Say what? He wanted, so he was willing to pay me $150 out of his pocket to do the show, to do the phone, to do the 15 minutes on the phone instead of coming into the studio. That's how insecure he was. So he and Al Bernstein should take a walk and hold hands together.
Take a walk on a short pier, right?
All right.
A long walk on a short pier.
No doubt about that. Not a big weekend in the world of boxing, but I do want to talk about some of the big fights here after the break. But straight up, to Zilzang, Wilder's going to look to really erase him and make a statement because of the embarrassment, right?
I mean, he's going to try, but now Zhang is not. I don't think Zhang is going to have his hands in his pockets either. I mean, because we don't know how Deontay Wilder catches anymore, right? And those were some beatdowns that he took against Fury. And Zhang is a big guy. He also has confidence in his punching power. It's a real sellable fight.
No, man, no, man. I've reduced Zhang to the B letter. I think he's a bum.
Yeah.
Listen, when you show up for a fight at 300 pounds, you're fat, you're slow, the whole nine yards, you're not giving it, you're all in training, this and that. You're doing like that MMA guy I had in Macau that tried to eat the 27 strips of bacon in front of me when I was training. I almost killed him. But the bottom line is, that's the way he trained, so I have no respect for him. Bottom line is, stick around after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, on WBC TV. Keith Thurman is out. And guess who's in? That tall, crazy guy, Sebastian Fendora. Remember him? Like 6'5". I took pictures with him. I interviewed him at the WBC convention a couple years ago. 6'5", 154. Well, guess what? Socrates Palmer has knocked him out in the gym, too. So we'll talk with Sock about that after the break.
I know a place where people rain through. The sort of place they really care about you. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me. Cause I dig the vibe and I like the company. It's a wonderful way.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't named the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
They call it the Affordable Care Act, folks. You can get it into almost all 50 states. I take that back. There's 8 or 10 states that won't take the Affordable Care Act. Why? The Republicans. Straight up, this is Ring Talk. Don't ask me why. I've never understood why Republicans don't want to give people free health care. I don't get it. I really don't get it. People need health care. Why is it they've got, you know, the congressional health plan where they can get, like, you know, any doctor they want, blah, 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 and yet they don't want poor people to have anything. I never got that. But yet again, white people especially, and some minorities, brown people and black people, still vote Republican. They vote against their own will, their own interests. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, not politics talk. Tim Zhu, the world 154-pound champion of the WBO, of course, going to take on Sebastian Fedora, the former WBC champion. Fedora was knocked out in his last encounter. That was a year ago against Brian Mendoza. Of course, that was at 6'5". He weighed 153 pounds coming into the fight. I've always wondered and marveled at this guy making weight, but the bottom line is he cuts the weight and he makes it. Now, Tim Zhu was supposed to take on an easier guy, and obviously that's not going to happen. I mean, Sebastian Fedora is probably the toughest guy out there right now. Why, Sock? Why him? Keith Thurman pulled out.
Right. Keith Thurman hurt his bicep, you know, and tough break for him, especially, you know, what I was believing was going to be his last trip around this.
No, here, you know. Sock, I hate to cut you off, but as old and as bald as he was, it was going to be his last encounter. He should have took the money, bad bicep or not.
So, I mean, so you wanted him to go into the fight with one. I mean, it was slim and none for him to win.
Exactly. Just get the money, get out, man.
I mean, you know, considering that. But he's going to be getting hit, brother. I mean, unless you want to take a Malik Jones type of dive. I mean, but listen, I guess in his mind, he feels that he could still be, you know, brought back. He showed pictures on Instagram that the injury was legitimate.
I'm not saying it was, but why would Tim Zhu? I mean, Tim Zhu's like about 5'8", man. You know what I'm saying? 5'8". He's taking on a guy that's 6'5". Why would you take on the most extreme opponent available? In other words, I mean, I would have went somewhere else. I think it's a bad move by Tim Zhu. Now, if he wins by knockout, I'll be wrong. But what I'm trying to say is, I think on paper, I don't think it's such a smart move.
I think it's a tougher. I think it's a better fight, to be honest with you. Look, Sebastian Fedora, the last time he fought was in April, so it's going to be almost a year.
Yeah,
and he was stopped by Brian Mendoza.
Yeah.
Who was awarded by Fighting Zhu, and he went the distance with Zhu. Regardless of the fact, Fedora has a style and natural gifts. He's 6'5", you know, which is just a unicorn in that division, right? He throws a lot of punches. Yes, he's there to be hit, obviously, you know, since he was stopped the last time out. And Tim Zhu, rather, does have big knockout power. So that's what I'm sure what his handlers are looking at, saying, hey, if Mendoza stopped this guy, you could stop this guy. Mm-hmm. It's a good fight. I really do. And I think Fedora will bring it. And he's a big underdog, plus 350.
Well, let me tell you about fighting tall guys. Keith Rucker was 8-0 with 7 knockouts, and Don Chargan in Forum Boxing. I think in Top Rank he even sent somebody up here to watch him fight in the Golden Glove Championship because he had knocked everybody out, 8-0, 7 knockouts, right? Well, I was not going to be bluffed out and beaten by this dude. He was 6'1", he whooping on everybody. I beat the snot out of him for 3 rounds, okay, but knocked him down 12 seconds in. I had to go and impose my will right away because if you let a tall guy get going in a rhythm, it's over.
It's downhill. Yeah, absolutely. You have to creep in. You got to put doubt in that guy right away. You know, especially someone like, I mean, the guy was undefeated. He was knocking out everybody.
I never stepped on his foot either.
You know,
I didn't have to Didn't he? He was bold enough. He wanted to exchange right away. Boom! Down he went. 12 seconds in, and I went MF. Get up! Blah blah blah. And the referee Ben Venegas said, "If you don't watch your mouth, you're disqualified." Pushed me back to the neutral corner. Of course, Brent still tells me to this day, "I probably should have disqualified you for that." He goes, "Why?" He goes, "Because it went out over television everywhere. Everybody heard that." MF, get up!
And you weren't supposed to win.
And it was no. My mother, the antagonist. I mean, I don't want you to speak negatively of her, but she says to me, she goes, "Hector told me that all the promoters are outside." And I go, "Yeah, so." She goes, "But they're not here to see you." Seeing something like that, and I looked at her like what? She goes, "They're here to see the other guy." And I went, "Oh, okay." And that got me going a little bit more. I mean, I remember when I didn't want to run, mornings when I didn't want to run, I'd be laying in bed, right? And, you know, and she'd say to me, "You know, Pete, the other guy's running for you. You know that with your attitude, he's running for you. You know he's running for you, Pete." Got me out of bed in a heartbeat.
Master motivator.
And master, she was more than that. I mean, I can... So what's up with Jaron Ennis? He's a welterweight out of Philly. I mean, what are they going to do with this guy? 31-0, 26 years old. What are they going to do with him? I mean, Crawford doesn't want any part of him, huh?
I mean, yeah, it's part of that cycle in boxing, right? You're too good sometimes for your own good. You know, the risk-reward, you know, we talk about Canelo freezing out Benavidez, and little by little, Crawford's doing the same thing to Jaron Ennis. The guy who can fight, you know, he's been brought along the right way. You know, he's not beating killers, but you know the goods when you see it, you know. And Crawford right now, he just doesn't see Ennis as a fight worth taking, you know, especially at the level where Crawford's star is at. So Jaron Ennis, unfortunately, is on the outside looking in, especially with
Boxing. Mm-hmm. Champions got to fight the top contenders. That's the way it's always been. I mean, if you're number one, but like I said, if I was in the WBC at 168 pounds, I bet you I would have a successful lawsuit based on the last 3 years.
Like, buddy.
In other words, you haven't given. I haven't got my opportunity. You haven't got my opportunity. You've frozen the title for 3 years. Blah 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 for this guy, and I think that I could prevail in court.
And the WBC is no stranger to getting taken to court.
No, they're not a stranger to getting taken. But let's not go down that road. But the bottom line is, I think it's an opportunity here for the WBC to stand up to Canelo Alvarez. But if they do, he's gone. You hear what I'm saying? That's the problem they've got. Is if they stand up to him, he bolts.
That's it. No, and they don't want to lose that big sanctioning fee that they get. You know, he's the cash cow. So you got to tread lightly when it comes to Canelo.
Okay. Back to Tank, 29-0, 27 KOs. Mr. Martin, that's going to go down June the 15th. What kind of money is Tank getting? Do you know?
You know, Tank is, I mean, he made good coin against Ryan Garcia. Now, I don't expect him to get the same against Frank Martin, but I'm sure he's not fighting for anything less than $5 million at this point. You know, now does PBC and Mayweather Promotion have the money? We shall find out. The Tank has always done well in box office, especially when they put him in the right cities. You know, he's sold good in Atlanta, obviously in his own hometown of Baltimore. But Tank Davis is must-watch TV. If his last name is still Davis, I'm just going to refer to him as Tank because we don't know if he's made the name change official. You know, but I like Tank. I mean, what's not to like about a guy that knocks people out? Yeah, he hasn't fought the best lightweights, but trust me, I don't think it's because he's scared or dodging.
Okay. Speaking of a guy that hasn't fought the best lightweights, Devin Haney, 31-0, 15 KOs, taking on Ryan Garcia, of course, 420. That's the big marijuana holiday, I guess, here in the United States. 420-24, of course, the Barclays Center, Brooklyn, New York. They're both training in chains. What's up with this chain thing? Are they back? Tell me, what's up with the chains?
Well, you know, people that use chains on free weights, it's because it keeps resistance throughout the movement of the exercise. It's kind of been the fad the last few years. Does it do much? Yeah, it helps, but I think a lot of it's for show. I'm not the biggest fan of it myself. That's a big fight, big money fight.
if it boils down to punching power, who's got it here? Devin Haney doesn't have it. Brian Garcia's got a better pop, doesn't he? Especially with that left hand.
He does. The problem is that he leaves himself wide open when he throws these big shots. And that's, he could get caught in between. I mean, Devin showed some pop his last time out against Regis Prograis. I think the familiarity aspect of it, right? This is the seventh time these guys have gotten into the ring, right? Six times in the amateurs, they know each other. There's no fear. There's no surprise. Devin Haney, I'm sure, feels that, hey, Ryan thinks I can't punch. I'm going to show him that I've matured more. And I think we're going to see Devin Haney sit down more in his shots just because of the fact that Ryan makes so many fundamental mistakes. But Ryan does have that one hitter quitter. And Devin has shown a suspect chin in the past.
Okay, back to kicking Canelo's ass. David Benavidez open to rehydration clause to fight Canelo Alvarez. That's on BoxingScene.com. And on also on Boxing Scene, Benavidez tells Canelo it's time to invest in some nuts. Like a walnut farm or something?
Yeah, listen, maybe David needs a sponsorship with planters or something like that on his trunk.
I still think that the getting a bus and going to some guy's house and making some noise, I think that's the best way to call a guy out. I mean, if he took the bus down there to Jalisco or wherever Canelo lived and he pulled up in front of his house and started honking the horn and had a mariachi band out there or something like that, I mean, he could embarrass Canelo into signing the contract. That's the only way he's going to sign it, bro. The only way.
And I don't see anything wrong with that. It's good showmanship. It's entertainment. Pull up, you know, during Canelo's camp, wherever it's going to be for the Munguia fight, and basically question his manhood, you know, question his manhood, saying, so now you're fighting Munguia, so now you do fight Mexicans. Well, I'm only half Mexican, so will you give me a shot?
Do you know that David Benavidez had his first eight fights in Mexico?
I was not aware of that.
Had his first eight fights in Mexico. Speaking of being, let's change gears. Tyson Fury in better shape. I saw a picture of him last week. If that's him, he looks a lot better than he did 6 months ago.
Yeah, he did. He was... at the Joshua Ngannou fight, he definitely looked like he's actually in camp this time and taking a fight serious. And like I've always said, I think the only guy that could beat Tyson Fury is Tyson Fury.
No. The Colombian dust.
Oh, yeah.
He had a coke problem.
He did.
And you know what? Here's what's up. I've always been leery of guys that kick coke. You know why? A lot of times they don't kick it.
It's like a boomerang, huh?
It's right back. I've been to parties and been to boxing events and this and that, and you see guys that you know they're doing the blow when they're going like that and tipping their nose. They tip their nose. Like, you have a couple of drinks with them, right, and they tip their nose three or four times during a couple of drinks. You know, hey, they're doing blow.
It's not allergies, huh?
No, not allergies. No doubt about that. So it's a slow boxing weekend, no doubt about that. Now, as far as Anthony Joshua was concerned, he sure did look good against Mr. Ngannou, but he was supposed to, man. Ngannou, was that first punch a dive?
When you showed that video last week, man, you made me, damn, you put that seed of doubt in me, you know, but I don't think so. I don't think Ngannou, I mean, would do that. You know, why? You know,
the money. Come on, man. The money. But think about this. He probably ain't going to win against Joshua. You and I know that. We didn't think he was going to win against Joshua because, you know, Joshua's a better boxer than Tyson Fury. And Tyson Fury, of course, wasn't prepared mentally and or physically. But, I just think that he didn't try against Joshua. He didn't try to impose. In other words, he tried to go out there and box with Joshua, which was stupid.
Yes. He didn't do what brought him to the dance, right?
He didn't do what brought
his physicality.
We know that about that.
But.
And there goes that punch again, that fake punch there on, it's just showing on WBC TV. That was a fake punch. I don't care what you say. That was a fake punch. Anyway, Sock, you have a good week. Hug the kids. Remember, Tommy D loves you.
I'm sure he does. And I love him. I love him back.
All right. All the best, man. You have a good weekend.
Peace, brother.
Socrates Palmer, Boxing's PhD, appearing exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.
People rang true.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, it's my theory that if Don King was born rich and white, he'd be Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump was born poor and black, he'd be Don King.
The words, the wisdom of the retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Hall of Fame himself, Larry Merchant, who spent some time with me on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Speaking of WBC TV, the WBC Live channel on Bolt Plus is an exciting new social TV experience that's on the web, mobile, and, of course, on 10 million of those Hisense and Vita-powered TVs around the world. With live chats alongside the channel, you can interact with talent, fighters, and your fellow fans, even when you're watching TV. Straight up, check out more at keepboxingfree.com. That's keepboxingfree.com. Check out the website. Straight up, a little bit of a slow day in the world of boxing as far as boxing is concerned. Of course, there's a fight coming to us from the UK, I believe, as we speak. Jose Zepeda in the main event. Of course, that's going to be Jose Zepeda versus Dalton Smith. I think that's on the zone right now. I think it's going to start at 1 o'clock my time, something like that. So that's 1 o'clock Pacific time, 4 o'clock Eastern time. The card is going to take place right now, so check it out. Of course, it's live. As far as the rest of the week's concerned, Nicholas Walters returns. That's going to be interesting. March of 27. Of course, the former guy from Haiti or one of those islands over there, Ghana, he was like undefeated, and then he lost one fight. He sort of disappeared, didn't have the intestinal fortitude to ever fight again. I thought he was done. Bottom line is he's coming back. He hasn't fought like 3 or 4 years. That's going to be Wednesday the 27th. That'll be on Pro Box TV. Pro Box TV Event Center in Tampa, Florida. I guess Pro Box TV is going to air that. And, of course, the 29th, ESPN, Oscar Valdez versus Liam Wilson. Poor Oscar. Wish he would stay out. The 30th, of course, Saturday night, Tim Zhu and Sebastian Fedora. That's going to rock. It's going to be, how can I put this?
exciting and yet boring, maybe, because when you fight a tall guy, sometimes stuff doesn't happen right away. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But if you let the tall guy get going with that long jab, this and that, it'll be a boring night for Tim Zoo. So Tim Zoo better get on the ass early. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Veev TV. I want to thank my producer, Daniel Ogg, and of course, the people down there in Dallas, Texas, the Jackerman. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on these same channels.